Devastating news that a bus driver sustained serious burn wounds while a passenger was also injured after a My City bus was petrol bombed on Rudderbloom Road in Woodstock yesterday night. Joining me on the line is Mayoral Committee Member for Transport and Urban Development with the City of Cape Town. That's Felicity Purchase. Felicity, a very good morning and thank you very much for joining us today.
Morning, Africa.
From what you know, what happened yesterday?
Well, at about 4 minutes to 10, a bus D116 was doing the Rudderbloom run, and it was petrol bombed, and the driver, as you have already said, and the passenger were very seriously injured, and the bus burnt out.
Do we know anything about the people who petrol bombed the bus, the reasoning behind it?
No. At this point, SAPS will be doing an investigation, and obviously our guys will also assist wherever they can. But at this point, it's too early to tell who was involved. It's a pattern that's developed, but I can't tell you now for sure who it was.
And of course, unfortunately, it leaves room for speculation that it might in some way be related to the ongoing personnel struggles that My City is dealing with, at least the vehicle operating companies. Tell us where we are in that process. There were a number of people participating in an unprotected strike a couple of months ago. There were disciplinary processes that had pursued, and it found that some of them will be dismissed. Where are we in that process now?
Well, some were indeed dismissed, yes, and the vehicle operating companies were rehiring. And yesterday we've been at 85% of the service. We did well over the sevens, of course, but it was expected that we would be at 100% by the end of next week. And this, of course, will set us back a bit because now we will be one bus short for a while. But they are hiring fast and furious, and we should have been back at 100% by next week.
We know also that last week another My City vehicle was attacked in Mitchell's Plain, where the bus was only slightly dented.
Correct.
There. As you say, this is becoming a regular pattern. What are you going to do then to ensure safety of the service, the drivers, and most importantly, the passengers who are using the service?
Well, we've been assisting with providing law enforcement for the buses, and escorts from Metro around what have up till now been the dangerous routes. It has been, in our opinion, it was getting better, but clearly there's still a problem. So we will continue with that process of providing security for the buses and the drivers until we get to who is dealing with this, who is instigating all of this violence.
I use the service quite regularly, Felicity, and on one of the routes, I overheard a conversation between a driver and one of the passengers, and the driver was claiming that he does not even sleep at his own home anymore because some of his former workmates obviously are disgruntled at the fact that he's decided to go back to work because, you know, he says, I've got a permanent job here, I'm looking after my children, and I have responsibilities which I cannot forgo. We're seeing a staff complement who are employed by the vehicle operating companies who are wanting to provide a service to the people of Cape Town, obviously to earn income, who are fearing for their lives.
Well, you see, this is the problem. It's the intimidation factor and the violence that goes with it. And we've seen this all over the country. When they can't get their own way, they throw their toys out the cot and then intimidate and injure and destroy people's lives and property. And until government does something about this in a very forceful way, we're going to continue with this behavior. It is unacceptable. We are charging people that have been caught with any kind of damage to our infrastructure with under the Criminal Amendment Act, which allows for 30 years in prison and up to R1 million fine. And where we have organizations who are supporting this kind of activity, or we can tie to this kind of activity and intimidation, we will go for those organizations too. We cannot allow this country to be destroyed the way it's been destroyed. And it is a handful of people in the bigger picture, and we are being held ransom by their criminal behavior.
Is your office having conversations with SAPS, with the NPA, and I suppose you know, giving him a sense of the urgency of this, because I have to believe that should we have at least one person successfully prosecuted and given a very, very stern sentence, it might then discourage any other person who would be thinking about throwing a petrol bomb at a MyCiti bus when there's a driver and a passenger in that vehicle.
We are in those conversations regularly, yes.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alderman Felicity Purchase, I've got a lot of work ahead of you today, no doubt. Mayoral Committee Member for Transport and Urban Development, reflecting on an attack on a MyCiti bus yesterday in Rudderbloom Road, where a bus driver and a passenger sustained serious burn wounds following a petrol bomb attack on the vehicle. We don't have any information yet on who the perpetrators were or what some of the reasoning behind this attack was.